morning. It's time to get up with Cass and Bodg on HIT.
At breakfast.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Well, a very good morning to you, Cass. And I was freezing cold. Interesting story coming up very shortly. Something I was asked to do that made me really uncomfortable.
Yes.
But I'm trying to help people out, so I've been considering it.
Mm.
I don't know whether or not I'll do it or not, but we'll go into that very shortly.
Yeah, we'll have a discussion.
Also, I heard a sneaky rumour that some guide dogs are getting their harnesses for the first time today in Port Macquarie, and there's a photo shoot. They're graduating. We're going to have a chat to someone in the next hour or so and maybe go along to that later on today as well.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds like something I'm very interested in.
Now, of course, Dan McCarthy's not going to be in for about an hour or so as well because he's got some stuff going on. But there's loads to get stuck into. I reckon we play a cheeky little track.
Yes.
And we just start the day off right. The way we normally do it, 6:08, Cass and Bodg for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Dennis Lloyd, I get around this song.
Yeah,
I just,
me too.
I don't know why, but it
have
just
a boogie.
Feels like the perfect sort of morning song. Do you know, I'm not used to being put in a position where I've got nothing to say. I've always got something to say.
I know, Jason. Except for sometimes.
Always, no, there's very rarely do I get put in a spot where I don't know what to say.
Here's
next.
One.
Well, that's true. On the weekend, I was asked by a good friend if I would consider something, and I heard the request and thought, well, that's an incredible request. It doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
I was asked to be a sperm donor, and I thought to myself...
A sperm donor?
Yeah. I thought, well, why? Why would you pick me? I mean, like, I don't think I'm a horrible person or anything like that, but I've got all this body hair, right? Got a hairy chest.
Yeah, that's
hairy
the number
face.
One thing, hey.
Yeah,
the
well,
body
it is.
Hair, that's what you went to?
Well, I thought if they're going to pick me on my genes, they need to know all about me. I mean, fair enough, they're going to be quite well endowed, but they're going to be also quite hairy. They're also going to have a bit of a dad bod going on, bit
Stop
of a
it.
Slim build. I mean, great hair on its day. But they need to be aware
that it will require some laser
that's right.
hair removal.
I also worked very hard on my ghetto booty, okay? A lot of squats, a lot of lunges. So if they think they're just going to get that out
Naturally.
Of my gym, no, it's not going to happen.
Are you sure?
I had to work hard on
How
it.
How many times do you squat?
Huh?
How many times do you squat?
Well, every time I need the toilet, I guess. But
oh, right.
But
that's a hard, yeah, a hard
I
feat.
It did. On a real level.
Yeah. Did you give them a straight answer?
No, not at all. I said, look, I need to consider this request.
Yeah.
And you know, she's a good friend of mine, and I said, look, I thought about it all night. Could not sleep. I had no idea I'd be thinking the things.
So you just
that
said, let me have a little think about it.
I had a huge think about it, and all the things that I probably wouldn't have considered before sort of came to light. Things like, you know, could I relinquish a child to another couple so that they could have a child? And then I thought to myself, well, I feel like there would be some kind of paternal anxiety almost if I was the father of a child and didn't see it, because that's what I would be regardless of what it says on the birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's my, you know, bits that have gone in there to make it, so it would be my child.
Exactly right. And then not having that contact, did they say, you know, you would purely just be the sperm donor? Because some people get to go and, you know,
because
officially
they're part of the friendship group, like, you know, it's a really core friendship group.
Yeah, right.
And this is back in Adelaide, so it's not anyone on the mid-north coast. I would see the child like once or twice a year, like, you know, at big events and things like that. So it would be quite...
So they probably wouldn't say anything.
I feel like it would be quite harrowing for me to... I would be wondering, you know, is the child okay? You know, it would be my son or daughter.
Yeah, no, that's fully understandable.
So, yeah.
And I don't know what I would do if I was, you know, asked that.
I ended up having to turn it down. I said, look, yeah. I'm so sorry. I don't. I want to help. But at the same time, I know that I will be...
And it's not for everyone. It's like an individual choice. You know, you are helping someone, but if you're going to have that baby bodger syndrome thing happening...
But at the same time, I was also sort of considering, is it right for me to do that? Even if I wanted to do it, is it moral? And all these sort of questions started to form in my mind. Is it moral for me? Yes, I'm helping someone, but then I've got to think about what the child... is going to, you know, the questions they're going to ask and whether or not, like, you know, I didn't know who my father was until I was, 13? I met him on a train.
Yeah.
Met him on a train and I thought, well, hang on, why didn't I know him earlier?
and there is some
I have to consider these things, whether they're right or wrong. It was a very, like, you know me, I'm not very, I don't lose my words very often.
When did they ask you, over the phone? Or was it just face-to-face?
Text.
Okay. I would have thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I did think it was a joke at first.
Yeah, a text.
But no, it was very serious. And I said, look, in the end, I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
All the respect to you, Jason. Yeah. 3, 2,
drop. Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fodge on Hit. Mama said that it was
quite all right. We've got single vision prescription glasses up to the value of $299, a voucher for Specsavers. What we asked you to do is call us and tell us your best Specsavers moment. When you've done something, when you've been a part of something, or maybe you know someone and...
they have a good story.
Yeah, you've got a good story and the ending is like, you know, you should have gone to Specsavers. That's the tagline. It's super famous. Jono's on the line. Jono, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate.
Oh, music to my ears, Jono. I can hear your voice.
We're just happy the phones are working.
Fantastic.
tell us what happened over the weekend, mate.
I was painting the outside of the house on the weekend, and the owner of the house requested to change the colour on it, which is all good and well. So got the new paint out, asked the labourer to put the spray gun all set up with the new paint.
Yeah.
Sprayed the whole house out, and he asked me at the end of the job, how come we just sprayed it in the same colour as the first time?
Stop. Did he ask for a different colour completely?
Completely different. It went from blue to grey.
Oh.
Or dark grey.
Wow.
I looked at him, he looked at me and said, what? You just sprayed it in the same colour. I just went, mate, have a better look.
How different was the colour, though? Was it just one shade, two shades?
Oh, no, significantly different.
Oh, wow. God, the poor thing.
Okay, well, no, not them. No, I'm sort of on the side of the tradie on that side because, you've had to respray the house because they weren't happy with it. All of a sudden, they don't notice the difference. You might as well have left it the first colour. Yeah. All right. Well, Jono, stay on the line there for us. We're going to take the next caller now, and we're going with Sarah. Sarah, what have you got for us?
Hi. I think a lot of people suffer with this, is leaning in the toilet and losing your glasses and then being completely blind to actually find them, but realise that they've actually gone in the bowl.
Wait, so you've gone to toilet at home?
Other places, public toilets are the worst.
Oh, no.
Okay, so public toilet. You've bent over. For some reason, you've put your face over the toilet and the glasses have fallen in.
Well, when they have to put their bags up there.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't have a bag, so I don't have to worry about that. I just dropped my dacks.
Popped your bags down. Were they on your head or something and they've just fallen in? Or were they actually on your eyes?
On new glasses, so they're still kind of loose and they're getting fitted.
Right. Because the head one happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't hear like a sploosh sound of it falling in the water?
That's when you know something's bad.
That's when you know something's wrong.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. All right, Sarah, stay on the line for us. We're going to go now with Anna.
Hey, Anna, you there?
Jeez, it sounds like sounds like a cyclone there, Anna.
I'll try and
put
to the side of the highway so I can take you onto my phone.
There we go.
Oh,
that's
better.
Much
Thanks,
better.
Anna.
Yeah, very nice.
No, that's okay.
Oh, well, what happened to you? Should you have gone to Specsavers?
Well, I used to be a dental assistant, and when I was relieving one of the girls in surgery one day, I went in and they were finishing up, and we often get our patients to wear safety glasses for the procedures. And I noticed his were different, and sometimes people choose to wear their own sunglasses, which is fine. And I just said, look, you can take the glasses off now. It's all done.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, look, I'll leave mine on, thanks. And he had a bit of a giggle and the dentist had a bit of a giggle and I thought, what? And when he got up, he had a walking cane and I took him out to the reception and he had a guide dog in the waiting room.
So, gosh.
The joke was on me and, yes, I was quite mortified, but he took it well and had a laugh.
At least it all had a laugh. Yeah. Oh, no. So they must have been quite similar, hey, Anna?
Oh, it was, yeah, I just walked in and said, and I didn't even pick up on the cane or anything. I was just in the moment, and he took it well.
It is a very awkward situation. I remember working in a pub once, and I was on the floor. I was delivering food and stuff like that, and I went to a table, and I genuinely thought there was a game of charades being played and they were using sign language. And I was so devastated when I tried to join in.
Did you seriously? I did.
And I was so scared that I had hurt, I had been disrespectful. And they realized what had happened. They were fine.
Yeah.
You were just trying to have a laugh.
No, not at all. I just wanted to join in. I thought they were, yeah. So there we go. All right. Well, Anna, stay on the line. We're going to deliberate right now, Cass.
I know.
It's tough. Are we going?
Three pretty decent ones, I will have to say.
We're going toilets in the bog.
Mm.
Are we going Anna with the dentist story, or are we going Jono with the two colours of paint? It is down to you, my friend.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I just think overall the most absolutely frustrating one would have to be Jono.
Yeah, I know how you feel. And Jono, you there, mate?
Yeah.
Look, it's. I think that even though we're going to give you the Specsavers voucher, I think that it's the person that you had the strife with that needs the Specsavers.
You might need to give them to them.
Yeah, you might need to give them to them. So I don't know how generous you're feeling, but you've won yourself a $299 voucher to Specsavers.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, congrats. Thanks for calling in, Jono.
And that's for your hard work, mate. That's for the discomfort of painting a whole place and then having to do it all again.
Oh, that part's fine. It's just when your labourer looks at it and doesn't realise that it's the wrong colour.
Oh, God. Oh, geez.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, maybe they need the Specsavers. All right, mate, stay on the line. We'll grab your details. Cass, that wraps it up for another week. Next Wednesday, we'll give you the same opportunity once again. And speaking of the other callers as well, Sarah and Anna, thank you so much for being on the line for us. But the dentist story with the seeing eye dog being in the waiting area. Speaking of that, there are guide dogs that are being initiated.
Very fitting for today. Yeah,
they've finished their graduation. They are going to be in Port Macquarie getting their first ever harnesses, and we're going to chat to Eddie Sullivan, one of the trainers who's in town right now in Port Macquarie. We're going to chat to him very shortly, so hold on to your hats or your harnesses.
Or your harnesses.
Whatever.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite alright.
On Hit.
Mama said that it was quite alright.
Cass and Bodge this morning, and we've got Eddie on the line with us, the champion dog trainer that he is. Eddie Sullivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bodge. How are you?
We're doing all right. Are you doing all right, Cass? You doing happy days?
Yeah, good, Eddie, but I feel like you and the dogs are doing better today.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's a beautiful day for it. So, yeah, we're very happy to be up here in Port Macquarie to present 5 of our graduating guide dogs.
Oh, wow. So there's 5 of them. That's quite a big number.
Yeah, their first harness, I understand it's called.
That's right. So we present them with their first harness today, and that's the harness that they'll go out in when they've been matched with people who are waiting for a guide dog.
Yeah.
So it's a big moment for them.
Oh, for sure. And
I just want to ask, sorry, Cass.
No, you're right.
When you match them with people that, you know, you find the right combination, is that a really hard process to do?
Yeah, it is. And it's very important that we get it right, obviously. But we go through a pretty thorough process of all through the dog's training, assessing them, and then we almost do like a profile at the end of training. And then we also, when we go out and assess the person who's applied for a guide dog, we'll do a similar sort of process. So then hopefully we put the two together and get it right.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Eddie, tell me, how much longer until they do get paired with someone?
These guys are a couple of weeks. So they've gone all through they've had 12 months of puppy raising. So our fantastic puppy raisers and puppy development advisors took them through the first 12 months.
Oh, wow.
And then they came back to us at the Guide Dog Training Centre, where they did a further 5 months of intensive guide work training. And once they've sort of met all the criteria and passed all the tests and been matched with somebody, then they'll go out to somebody who is blind and vision impaired waiting for a guide dog.
Now, this is happening today in Port Macquarie at the Sales Resort, and I'm going to get down there. I don't know about you, Cass, but I'm getting down
there. I'm going to beat you down there.
Are you going to beat me down there? Well, we want to go and see some beautiful doggos, get their first harnesses, because it's going to be exciting. It's going to be
a big day.
Yeah, I know. It's a special presentation, and they're going to be demonstrating some of their skills. There'll be a puppy preschool session as well, and apparently a new litter of Labrador pups are going to be there.
That's right. So we've got some of the dogs sort of finishing their training journey and some of the little pups that are just starting out. So,
the circle of life.
I do have to ask, though, because a few people have said to me, they're like, you know, you can't touch them. You can't go up and give them a little cuddle or anything because they're working dogs. Is that a thing?
Well, if they're in their harness and they're working, we do ask that people don't distract the dogs while they're working. But, you know, I'm sure today with the puppies, they won't be in their harness. So, and even some of the guide dogs graduating, we might be able to take them out of their harness and give people...
So they definitely know the difference, Eddie, between, you know, working times and play times.
That's right. So it's quite interesting. When the harness goes on, they seem to know that it's time to work and they'll become very sort of, I guess, serious and focused. But when the harness comes off, they're actually just quite playful, normal dogs that get to run around and play and do all of those sorts of things. And it's important that they get that time to do that as well.
It's a hard thing for, in my mind, for a dog to do. I know they're very intelligent creatures, Labradors. So for people that want to get involved, I know that Cass and I have now, I haven't even asked you, Cass, but I know that we're going to go there and we're just going to, now that we've got the go-ahead, we're going to go and cuddle as many doggies as we can.
Oh, for sure. And see them get their harnesses.
Yeah, but to help guide dogs, New South Wales, raise and train more guide dogs, there is places that people can get along to if they'd like to help out. Is that not true?
Definitely. So they can go along to our website, www.guidedogs.com.au, or call us at 9412 9300. And there's lots of different ways to get involved, but through regular giving, one-off donations. You know, it can cost up to $50,000 to breed, raise and train these dogs. So any sort of help that people are able to give is greatly appreciated and will help us continue to be able to train more guide dogs for people who are blind and vision impaired.
Get around it. All right, Eddie, before we let you go, is it 11 o'clock it starts today at Sales in Port Macquarie?
That's correct.
Beauty. All right.
We'll
nice
be there.
One. We will be there. We're the ones right at the front just begging to cuddle a little doggo.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. And we're looking forward to it. And the dogs, I really enjoy the day as well.
Oh, cheers, Eddie.
Nice one,
thanks
mate.
So
we'll
much.
See you a bit later.
All right, thank you.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
We don't have an opening theme for this, so it's called Guess the Cartoon.
Woo!
So basically what we do is we play the intro or part of the intro to a cartoon show.
Yeah.
And today's prize is the Guinness World Records Gamers Edition from 2008. Oh, my goodness. How good is that?
2008.
That's right.
What a year.
If you'd love to play, 13, 12, 16 is the telephone number. Once we get someone on the line, what we do is we play a short segment of this cartoon intro.
And you know what? No one has actually got it wrong yet. Yes, it's only been 2 weeks.
I think someone got it wrong last week, though.
Did they?
Yeah, because we played the Sailor Moon intro and someone said Pokemon.
Okay.
I was like, well... I mean, that's not correct. Let's take a caller to air. Hello, who have we got there? Good morning.
Good morning, it's Cassie.
Cassie, where are you calling from, Cassie?
Warhope.
Right. Are you ready to play? We're going to get straight into it.
Yes.
First off, do you like the Guinness World Records? Do you reckon they go all right?
Yes, it's good reading.
Good. Well, we got one from 2008 for you, okay? This is what we're going to play for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Do you know what it is? Oh, she's just hung up. She's like,
she's had enough.
Can't be dealing with that. Who we got on the line?
Hi, I'm Brady.
Hang on, you're going to have to go again. And turn your radio down for us because it's on delay and you're listening to that, not the phone.
Okay.
All right, turn that one down. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay.
There.
What's your name?
Brayden.
How old are you, Brayden?
I'm
12. Have you got your parental's permission to play this game?
Yes, I have my parental's permission.
Okay, good. I'm going to play the theme for you again. Okay, Brayden, what do you reckon it might be?
I'm actually not quite sure, actually.
That's all right. Have a stab at it. Have a go.
I think it is a brain game.
Unfortunately, it's not. That's okay, man. You had a good crack at it. It's all good. You off to school?
Yeah.
All right, mate. You take it easy. You have a good day.
Have a good one.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take the next caller to air. Hello, who we got?
Paul.
Paul, where are you calling from, Paul?
Paul McQuarrie.
Beautiful. We're going to play the clip for you. Paul, what do you think it is?
X-Men.
Oh, he knew it. Yeah. That was quick.
Yeah, Paul, you've done it, mate. You've got yourself, you've scored yourself the Guinness World Records Gamers Edition from 2008. How do you feel?
Pretty good, mate, pretty good.
Yeah, see, I don't know where else you'd get that.
It's not about the prize, Cass. It's all about the glory and the pride. Am I right, Paul?
It, mate. Exactly right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, mate. Well, you stay on the line. We'll get this copy off to you. And I tell you what, Cass, we've got a couple of doozies. Like, that one I thought was going to go off first go.
Yeah, me too. See, that's one of the, you know, the main ones that I get quickly.
Yeah. So, Ash.
And you're, can I just say, when you're, you know, playing that song, the glory on your face is real.
It's fantastic.
Pretty much you're pouting because you're trying not to smile.
What do you mean?
I'll video it one day and show everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, Ash from our hit squad. That's her ringtone.
Is it?
That's her ringtone. How good is that? We'll play that again next Wednesday morning. It's Guess the Cartoon. Maybe we'll have like something made up.
From 2009.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we'll give away, but the prize isn't the prize. The pride is the prize.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Okay, Cass, we've got $360 up for grabs this morning. Who have we got on the line with us?
We've got Sally. Are you there, Sally?
Oh, it's Jess.
Oh, Jess.
Cass, you answered the phone, mate.
I know. Are you from Gundaberg?
Cundabung, yeah.
Oh, my God. What did you call it?
I wrote Cundaberg. Maybe I really am Jess.
Jess from Cundaberg.
All right, should we go with your actual name? Jess, are you there? All right, perfect.
Oh, God, she's a work in progress, Jess. Sorry.
Dress? Okay. All right. So we've got a question here, and I feel like it's actually quite doable. So are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Go for it, Cass.
Okay, so please name 5 different types of cured meats.
I don't know what meat is.
Cured meat.
Sausage? Bacon?
No. Go on, Cass. Give us a list.
Oh, look, we've got salami, chorizo, pepperoni, bacon, pancetta, pastrami, lardo. So many. I'm sorry. But you know what? You got bacon.
Yeah. Well,
that's the most important one, I guess.
Yeah, it's the only one that really matters, hey.
That's okay, Jess. You had a crack and that's the important thing, mate.
Thank you.
That's all good. Goes up to $370 for tomorrow. We are going to chat to the Honey Badger shortly. He's going to call us, in fact, Cass.
I mean, that's big.
Yeah, like normally the process is that we call them.
Yeah, right.
When we're ready to have a chat, but he moves to the beat of his own drum. So
we're
going to have a chat.
We've got to wait for him to give
us
a ring.
That's right. So hopefully it's next. Otherwise, it'll be just after the news, but we'll wait and see, I guess. Right. That was the 5 in 10 for Harcourt's Real Estate. 2 great locations, High Street and Warhope, Horton Street, Port Macquarie.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
I'm filthy, Cass. I'm absolutely filthy this morning because for the last 24 hours, okay, I understand people get busy.
Yes.
I understand people sometimes miss interviews. I understand that it gets pushed back a little
bit. Things do go wrong. Things can happen.
But when I find out that some producer or something from Channel 10 has put a stopper on an interview for us with The Bachelor Nick Cummins, it makes me really angry. It makes me want to hurry up and finish this show so I can give her a call. She's dodging our calls at the moment.
Yeah, look, we can't get onto them.
I am disgusted with this. Now, what's happened is this. Nick Cummins, born in Port Macquarie, They're one of the contestants, okay, also born in Port Macquarie. Now, someone's got back to them some kind of information that we were going to try and stitch him up.
It would have had to have been this morning.
It would have had to have been this morning. So yeah. I don't know if it's someone that they know or whatever, but one of the producers has caught wind of the fact that they thought we were going to put her on with him, which is not what we were going to do at all. All we were going to do is state her case to him about the fact that they're both born in Port Macquarie. How cool would it be if he got with her in the end and then they came back here? That's radio.
Did a marathon together,
She's a great bodyboarder. Alex Strawn, who does our traffic, also thinks she's a great gal. Strawny on the Triple M station knows her. She is a local. All we were going to do, as radio hosts do, is create a little bit of interesting content where we talk about it, bring it back to a local angle, and I've got this dimwit on Channel 10. I don't know who she is, but the moment I realised that he wasn't just late to the interview, but that they were putting a stopper on it because they thought we were going to stitch him up, I wanted to get onto her. And the fact that she's not answering the phone calls infuriates me even more.
It was supposed to be, half an hour ago.
We will never again. I made this rule a long time ago when I started this show.
I don't want
any dropouts from any reality TV shows because they're crap on air. They don't give you anything and they're always late to interviews. And I make the same rule again. Never again will I have a Bachelor contestant or a Bachelor. I love the Honey Badger. I think Nick is a great bloke and I would love to chat to him.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him, out or something.
I will not be hamstrung. You will not be embarrassed. We will not be embarrassed by waiting here and pumping that interview up for however long we have been doing it.
And the fact is, we were actually really excited to chat to him and see why he actually went on The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
And now, we don't know.
Because he doesn't need to be on The Bachelor. He's fantastic looking bloke. He does them underwear ads.
He's great.
They're pumping him up. His profile's huge. He's a great bloke. But now I couldn't give a stuff. Cass, I'm not going to watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, you're really mad right now.
I'm furious.
Look, I'm just disappointed more than anything.
Yeah. I know. If you missed anything in the show, there was a lot going on between 7 and 8 and afterwards a little bit, but no Honey Badger. The catch-up podcast will be available on Facebook later on. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.